Now I am joined with Raleigh Brown, Chloe Kamak, and Alexis Cermak, and we are here to talk about this morning the amazing fundraiser that's happening right now at kbhbradio.com. If you aren't able to listen, you can click on our link and make a donation, because we are raising money today for the arena and venue east of Sturgis, out on the beautiful piece of property by Sturgis High School, for the Sturgis High School Booster Club Rodeo team. And Raleigh, Chloe, and Alexis have so graciously agreed to be interviewed together in the studio this morning. Good morning, girls.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. So let's just go one at a time. And I don't care, Raleigh, we'll start. I know you didn't want to go first, but we'll start with you. Just kind of tell us, you know, what grade you're in and what rodeo events you participate in.
I'm currently going into junior year, and I am participating
at Sturgis.
Okay. Brown. And I'm participating in barrels, poles, and breakaway.
Okay, Chloe, what about you?
I'm going to be a junior, and I do barrels, poles, and cuts.
And you go to Sturgis High School
yes.
as well. Okay.
I'm Alexis, and I'm going to be a junior at Sturgis, and I do barrels, poles, and goats.
So what do we have for horses?
I have one pole horse who is around 15 years old and has just been really solid and taught me a lot through my years of rodeoing. And then I have a five-year-old horse that has been going really well in breakaway and barrels.
Okay.
I have a barrel horse that I got from this lady down in Gillette that we ride with, and a 23-year-old pole horse that I trained, and a goat
wow.
horse that I trained.
Okay. Alexis, how about you?
I have a 22-year-old barrel horse that one of our past teammates used to rodeo on, and so it's a big, he's been good to me, and he has a big heart, and he has taught me a lot over the last 4 years, I think, that I've had him. And then I have like a 17-year-old horse that I do poles and goats on.
What would you say to encourage little girls to get involved in the barrel racing and the pole bending and the goat tying?
I would say just have confidence going into it and work hard at it so you can know you can be at your best.
Because you guys already know your idols, because every little girl wants a horse, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so when you say you have your own horse and you train your own horse, you're like magical. Let's talk a little bit about what it would mean to you guys to have your own venue. And do you have a name chosen? I meant to ask that. Has anybody chosen a name for this facility yet?
As far as I know, it's just Sturgis Brown High School Rodeo.
I think that would be super helpful, because we don't have that many arenas around here. Like, the closest outdoor arena is probably in Bell, or just like little private arenas. The ones we go to in the winter, there's a Martin Arena that's a little bit away from Sturgis, but it would
okay.
be definitely a help to have something closer to home.
I think the same thing. I think it'd be really nice to have our own deal.
Tell me a little bit how long you girls have been at rodeoing and what your future plans are.
My family has rodeoed my whole life. All my siblings that are older than me have really gotten me into it and continued rodeoing past their high school and college years. And so that's also my hope for rodeo, is to try to make it to the furthest level I can.
Okay. Chloe, how about you?
My grandma used to rodeo, and a couple of her sons did, but we didn't really get started into rodeo. I started my freshman year, and so my goals are probably just to go to college and rodeo and get as far as possible.
And Alexis?
My dad, grandpa, and uncle all rodeoed, and so it's kind of just in our family. And my grandma and grandpa used to have horses, and my great-grandma had a ranch, and so I've been around it my whole life. And then I started rodeoing in my seventh grade year, so.
And what's the next rodeo down the road for you girls? What about you, Alexis? Where do you go next? Or do you guys all go together, mostly the same?
We kind of go to the same one.
Okay.
Yeah. I think my next one is White River.
And Chloe?
I'm just doing a couple 4-H rodeos.
I think that over the 4th of July, we'll be going to some amateur rodeos at like Fort Pierre, and probably follow my siblings down the road at some pro rodeos that they'll be in and cheering them on.
Well, good luck to you, amazing ladies, and we'll be cheering for you from afar.
Thank you.
Thank
yeah,
you.
Thanks.